With Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams. It's been 35 years since Mercy One AirMed launched a new chapter in trauma and emergency care, first lifting off from Des Moines in November of 1986. Mercy One AirMed now has helicopters based at four locations in Iowa, including in Mason City. The program manager is Brian Williams, who is also a flight nurse. He tells Radio on the Go News the need for the helicopters grew in the 1980s.
You know, that was one of the things that cardiologists, the trauma surgeons, they really needed to figure out a way to get patients to the hospital faster. Some of the commercials people see on TV, the, you know, time is brain tissue, and it's the same thing with traumas or cardiacs. You know, time is muscle, time is tissue. And so being able to go and get those patients and get them to the specialist quicker is great. The crews that we have on board are very highly trained, a lot of procedures, and they're very aggressive on the meds that they can give to help the patient out. And we've had over the years, you know, probably hundreds of patients that absolutely the aircraft made a huge difference.
Williams says the helicopters fly Mercy One patients throughout Iowa, transporting up to 1,500 a year.
A Bell 429, which is twin engine versus a single engine, it has full IFR capabilities and increased speed. So our speed with the 429 at cruise is 170 miles per hour, which can get us to places pretty quick. And then what we also have is a fifth aircraft that is our backup, and that's set up exactly the same. We're in the process of getting the Des Moines aircraft rebranded, so basically painting the outside of the aircraft. But once we're done, we'll have five aircraft that will look exactly the same except the tail number, and we'll have a dedicated backup, the four bases that we have.
The first Bell 429 medical helicopter in the world went into service in Des Moines. Continued dry conditions allowed Iowa's farmers 6.5 days suitable for field work during the week ending on Sunday, November 28th, according to the latest Iowa crop report from the USDA. Iowa's corn for grain harvest is virtually complete at 98%, 5 days ahead of the 5-year average. Moisture content of field corn being harvested for grain was 16%. Only scattered fields remain to be harvested. Monday morning, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department arrested 23-year-old Matthew Sparks Jr. of Hampton, who was wanted on a Franklin County warrant for a sex offender violation. Sparks is being held at the Bremer County Jail in Waverly. The Mason City Police Department wants to partner with their community to prevent crime this holiday season. Now through December 23rd, Mason City residents can have their holiday packages shipped to the Mason City Police Department instead of their front steps. Mason City Police say they want to avoid thefts by porch pirates and having to take theft reports from those who may not be able to be home when packages arrive. Mason City Police Department staff will be available to retrieve packages Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and will also be available on Thursdays until 7 p.m. On Saturdays, December 4th, 11th, and 18th, packages can be picked up between 9 and 11 a.m. All packages must be picked up by December 23rd or they will be returned to the sender. The Mason City Police Department is working with FedEx, UPS, and the U.S. Postal Service to coordinate delivery times for packages. For more information, you can call 641-494-3591. That's 641-494-3591. The Hancock County Board of Supervisors tomorrow will hold a special meeting and will receive a presentation from OPN Architects on courthouse improvement projects. The Hancock County Board of Supervisors special meeting will be held tomorrow beginning at 11 a.m. at the courthouse in Garner. Butler County Rural Electric Cooperative is offering $1,000 college scholarships to help students served by the co-op. Dependents of members of Butler County REC are eligible to apply for the scholarships for tuition at two-year or four-year colleges, including vocational and technical schools. Two scholarships will be awarded. One will be chosen from Butler County REC and another from within the entire Corn Belt Power Cooperative service territory. The scholarships must be used for educational cost, and the student must enter college in the fall of the school year for which the scholarship is given. Recipients are selected on the basis of academic record, potential to succeed, leadership and participation in school and community activities, honors, work experience, and a statement of education and career goals. Applications are available from Butler County REC by calling 319-267-2726 or online at butlerrec.coop. That's 319-267-2726 or online at butlerrec.coop. The deadline to apply is February 1st of 2022. A fundraiser for the group Compassion Flights, Where Hope Grows Wings, will be held tomorrow in the Hampton-Dumont Cal High School cafeteria in Hampton. Compassion Flights provides free air transportation to individuals in the Iowa area that need medical assistance. The fundraiser will feature pancakes with an attitude or Chris Cakes of Iowa. Tickets are $5 and free will donations will be accepted as well. The pancake fundraiser for Compassion Flights, Where Hope Grows Wings, will be tomorrow from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the HD Cal High School cafeteria in Hampton. Iowa motorists will soon have the option of keeping their driver's license on their phones. The Cedar Rapids Gazette reports that state officials have begun a pilot project to make digital driver's licenses or mobile IDs available for download via smartphone apps sometime in 2022. Iowa plans to test devices equipped with digital versions through December, with about 100 State Department of Transportation employees expected to enlist by spring as a test group. The mobile ID will be optional, and motorists will still be expected to carry hard copy licenses. A federal judge has blocked President Joe Biden's administration from enforcing a coronavirus vaccine mandate on health care workers in 10 states that had brought the first legal challenge against the requirement. The preliminary injunction issued Monday applies to Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. A federal judge in Missouri said the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid had no clear authority from Congress to enact the vaccine mandate for health care providers that participate in the two government programs. The rule requires workers to receive their first dose by December 6th and their second by January 4th. One of the warmest temperatures reported in Iowa on Monday was 71 degrees at Little Sioux, followed by 70 at Lamar's and Sioux City, and 69 at Sac City. 68 was the high at several locations on Monday, including Cherokee, while it reached 64 degrees in Clarion and Hampton and 63 in Iowa Falls. The high yesterday in Mason City and Grundy Center was 62 degrees. 1.14 inches of precipitation fell at the Radio on the Go studios in Hampton in November, falling on just 2 days. The highest temperature in November was 69 degrees, the lowest 12. The average high in November in Hampton was 49 degrees, the average low 27. Our high thus far for today here at the Radio on the Go studios in Hampton, 55 degrees, our morning low 34. For Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams.